The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. At an island base in the South Pacific, Jungle Jim and his United Nations guerrilla raiders were given sealed orders and assigned to a medium bomber. However, attacked by Jap Zeros, they were forced down near a tiny island, and they quickly discovered that the island is in Japanese hands. Aided by that jungle veteran, Kolu, Jim reached the island first and disposed of the Jap sniper preventing their landing. Then, making a cautious survey of the situation, they found a recent trail leading inland through a clump of giant ferns. To Jim's amazement, he found an American cigarette stub, smudged with lipstick. Rejoining the others, Jim discusses this unexpected development.
Voilà, Monsieur Jim. If a woman uses the lipstick, she must be young enough to worry about her looks. And if her looks are worth worrying about...
Oh, it's how she looks that worries me, Frenchie. Yes, what does Sam Hill she's doing out here in the middle of the Pacific?
Yeah, women's like bad news, Van Jim. Always turn up when not wanted.
I don't know, Colo. She might be able to tell us how many Japs we're up against.
Yeah, and also where to look for Sam.
Better us do own looking. Maybe it is likely the woman is now a Japanese prisoner.
Even this tiny island is not too small to remain unseen by them for long.
The trick is for us to see them first thing.
Should not take long. Like Sing say, island plenty small.
They're too small to be of tactical value. So why should Japanese bother holding it?
Well, if we have any luck, they won't bother holding it, Sing.
But before you stop, Fancy.
I cannot make out which way the trail goes from here.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to tell at that. Huh? You can just barely see. The grass has been inland this way.
Wait, bud.
See something, Colo?
Not see with eyes, no. But catch a crazy feeling. Shall have been watching us.
You feel this too?
Yeah, assuredly, these giant ferns would be most perfect hiding place. Unless they have faith that they stop for us.
Why not just stand here?
You have IQ, Marshal.
Look carefully, Frenchie.
You, mes amis, follow me.
What did you arrange with the estimable Captain Rinelli, Jim?
Told him to give us till sundown to look over the layout.
That should be plenty of time.
Yeah. Japs go after Rinelli and the others in the beach. The shooting will warn us.
Observe, Jim.
What?
At the edge of the trail here.
A footprint.
Jap two. On their marks.
And headed the way we are.
Also very decent.
Yeah, but look, there's something screwy here. It doesn't make sense.
Pardon?
Look at the ground ahead of it. That's just a saw, but there isn't a mark on it. In fact, it's too neat to be natural.
You borrow the trouble, Jim. Obviously, the man stepped back onto the grass here.
Are you sure? The grass here is bent every which way.
True enough, but what of it?
The trail is wider here.
Well, anybody hurt?
I seem to be all right, what is left of me.
We land on somewhere.
On me. Knocked my knee around, but no harm done.
Oh, imagine falling into a trail pit. Boy, I should have my head examined.
And the fault was mine, Jim, for not listening to you.
The blame is unimportant. We must get out of here.
Okay, we'll form a human pyramid. Frenchie, you and I will...
Too late, Twan.
Huh?
They have been coming.
I hear nothing, Colo.
Maybe so. Somebody come anyway.
If they are Japs, they will not even have to bother to bury us. We are already in our grave.
Crouching like trapped animals, the four comrades wait for the inevitable. We'll see in a moment what lies ahead. Right now is the time for you to make a mental note to be sure not to miss the Comic Weekly this Sunday. Because this Sunday and every Sunday, the Comic Weekly offers you and your whole family thrills, excitement, mystery, and chuckles. It brings you over 24 outstanding features, all in full color, all designed and created for your pleasure. That's why 15 of the nation's top-notch newspapers distribute the Comic Weekly every Sunday. That's why 15 million readers from coast to coast wouldn't miss a single issue. Buy it yourself the first thing Sunday morning and add to your own weekend enjoyment. You'll find the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, at the top of the front page. Now, back to a South Pacific island and Jungle Jim.
Him fella had come close now, Glenn.
Yeah. Not even bothering to take us by surprise.
Nonetheless, we will be taken, never fear.
Maybe so, if him be alone. Knife here, fix him good.
No, if only I hadn't dropped that Jap rifle when we fell in their blasted trap.
Not to talk to him. He'll be right above now.
Then alors, you ready with your pig sticker, Colu?
When things show up, maybe ready.
Hey, you down there. I want to help you, but skip the fireworks.
Well, I'll be. C'est la somme.
If you're British, you're also your Yanks. I'm your friend, okay?
Okay, lady. We won't bite you. Show yourself.
Well, Dr. Livingston, I presume. Fancy meeting you here.
Livingston? There is some mistake.
Never mind, Frenchie. Never mind.
Boy, you're certainly good to look at, beautiful. But how handy are you?
Oh, I can cook and sew.
Well, somewhere up there, there ought to be a Jap rifle with a bayonet on it. You see it?
I've got it right here, soldier.
Well, then use the bayonet to hack away on a leonovine, will you? We'll use it as a rope.
One leonovine coming up. I mean down.
Name of a name, Jim. Who could expect such beauty in this desolation?
Hey, it's funny, too. I'm pretty sure I've seen it before.
Not been good for mixed women's and jungle fun.
Well, we haven't much choice, Kolo.
And Kolo, given you will admit that her presence is more welcome than the Japanese we expected.
Gosh, I wish I could remember where I met her.
Oh, you must be mistaken, mon ami. If you admit such beauty could never be forgotten.
Well, it's just there's something very familiar about
her. Okay, Charles, then. I hope this thing is strong enough to hold you.
You hear me, sir, Colo?
Yeah. You got it. Should be stronger.
Then let us hasten. This place is not healthy.
Yeah, go ahead, Colo.
Besides, I've got him too much smooth.
C'est bon, Colo. Keep going, keep going.
Let me give you a hand.
No, not need no help. Okay. He'll be fine.
You next, Jim. Let me give you a booster.
Yeah, thanks.
Make it nice. Colo, make some footholds.
That's it. Now, can you swing yourself over this way?
There we are. Okay, Singley. It's all yours.
Say, what is this? Where are your uniforms? Cut out, Finney.
One at a time, beautiful. One at a time. Our plane crash-landed offshore during the monsoon rains this afternoon. We had to shed our clothes so we could swim ashore.
Well, I've got to admit that on you it looks good. Or do I mean not on you?
Oh, never mind us. What's a beautiful... what are you doing out here in the middle of nowhere?
I got here the same way you did, after my plane crashed.
You got uniform.
What's left of it, you mean?
You been part of army?
No, it's a USO uniform. A bunch of us came out here as an entertainment unit. I'm all that's left of it.
Entertainment?
Sure. We left Hollywood 7 weeks ago.
Hollywood? Oh, no wonder you look familiar. You're
Jane Lawrence.
Yeah, Jane Lawrence, sure. Oh,
that is better. Can you manage, Frenchie?
Why not?
Tell me, how long you been on the island?
It'll be a week tomorrow, and it seems like a year. Up till 3 days ago, I had the place to myself.
You mean the Japs just moved in here 3 days ago?
Yeah, they came to launch off a small battleship.
How many, please?
Six of them. I counted them when they landed. They set up a radio, and every day they send up some toy balloons.
Toys?
Weather balloons, Colo. Oh, they're making an advanced weather station out of the place.
Whatever they're doing, I want out. Mr.
Bradley, Jim Bradley. And Mrs. Cole. And Colonel Singley of the Chinese Army. And the one climbing out of that pit is Frenchie.
Enchanté, mademoiselle.
Been movie star, Frenchie.
Well, it's a living. It's lucky you crashed when you did. You can't see 20 feet in front of you when that rain comes down. Otherwise, the Japs would have had a nice reception waiting for you.
All right. We took care of the sentry on the coral reef.
We have five still left to worry over.
And only the dead senseless rifle to do it with.
Not to forget me got knife, Fancy.
Hold it. Get in among these giant ferns quickly.
Saw someone, Jim.
No, sing. I thought I heard someone, though.
Yeah. It's better not to take the chances.
We dare not shoot.
No. It's too noisy. Just lie low.
Maybe so Mac or Thompson been look for us.
Maybe. We'll see.
I'll say you heard someone, Jim. Look at him.
Yeah. It's a chap, all right.
What's that he's carrying?
Can't tell. Hand grenade, maybe.
Bent to know. He sees their trap has been disturbed.
In the drop grenade.
It was something else. It did not explode.
Watch it now. He's putting his rifle down.
Keeps looking around. He knows something's up, all right.
It'll be our number that's up if he spots us.
Much bothered, Twan. Not know what for do.
Yeah. Oh, he's going back. Yeah, going to bring his pals.
Their hut isn't far from here.
Move, girl. Kolo use knife. So, now, there.
C'est merveilleux, Kolo.
Oh, he never knew what hit him. Come on. Use caution, God.
You know how full of tricks they are.
Get his rifle, Frenchy. I'll keep him covered with this one.
Yeah. Well, observe. It was no hand grenade he carried. It was a beer bottle.
Him not have no more thirst now. Him plenty dead, Twan.
What'll we do with him?
Oh, put him in that pit, Kolo. We'll take care of him later.
If you ask me, your friend Kolo's already taking care of him.
Yeah. All right, now come on. Which way is their hut?
Straight ahead over that rise. Same way this fellow was coming from.
There are other trail pits?
Not that I know of. They dug this one yesterday.
Two rifles for four Japs. It should be enough, Jim.
It'll have to be.
You catch thirst for a Jap beer, friend?
No, Kolo. The bottle might come in handy. Hey, is it the right way?
Yes. The trail turns here and goes over the rise. Better go easy when we reach the top.
Yeah, we will. We'll have to work fast to take care of them. And back to Ranelli and the others before the sun goes down.
Who's Ranelli?
The pilot of our plane, which so lamentably crashed.
It wasn't lamentable for me. I hate to think of what could have happened to me if you hadn't crashed.
Easy, easy now. There's not much brush on top here to give us cover.
There have been huts in game.
Oh, never mind the hut for a minute. Look out there on the horizon.
Do my aged eyes play tricks on you,
Zap? That's the Jap battleship.
A destroyer, to be exact.
Yeah. Now look, they're sending a launch ashore. You see it?
Maybe so has been too late, Twan.
Don't know, Cole. I'm surprised the monkey's in that hut.
Get down, girl. Keep out of way.
You think I'm trying to do?
Jim, two rifles against machine guns are as useless as matchsticks.